Well, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Radio Fishing. And it's December 6, 2013. And I'm here with Robert this morning. This is Fish and Frank, and Robert's across in the other chair. Getting ready to do a fishing report, Robert?
Yep. I'm going to do it, I guess, as best I can.
Okay. You know, I've got a thing. I'm sitting here, and I don't know what's wrong with me this morning. I'm just kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, just...
Foggy?
Flushed. Maybe I just feel like I need to be that way. I don't know. I just can't get it together. All right, but you have a fishing report, and the fish are ghostly.
Yeah, they're in a transition period right now because it's been a fairly warm winter with a couple good cold fronts, and it's making it a little tricky. So if you got to do like the fish are doing right now, you got to move around a lot. You'll find a good wad of fish outside in one particular spot, come back a half hour later, and there won't be anything. It'll be like a ghost town. And that's because they're trying to figure out where they need to be for when the cold weather finally does set in and that water temperature stabilizes at a much cooler rate. But it's come up 5 degrees since Sunday.
So basically, we know the fish transition all the time like that, but I wonder if it's the food moves or the fish just get uncomfortable with the water temperature, or when the water hits a certain temperature, maybe they just want to run somewhere else or run back or something. There's so many variables on what could be making these fish come back and forth. I know temperature is a big thing. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the food moves as much as the fish does.
I think some of the food does, because, I mean, pretty much all of your marine life that's out there is cold-blooded. So temperature plays a major role in everything of life when it comes to aquatic. You know, the decomposition feeds the snails, the worms, and all those little critters, and then the bigger minnows and
little crabs and stuff like that come and eat them.
Feed them on them. So if it's cold out, those things become more dormant and more lethargic, harder to find.
Well, the decomposition wouldn't go on as much. It would slow down that the mangroves leaves going into the water. They wouldn't be breaking down as much. I guess the temperature would keep that from breaking down, and so the food supply wouldn't be there as readily as it would in those prime temperatures.
Exactly.
Okay,
so the fish do the same thing. They're constantly looking for that perfect temperature where there's food activity going on so they can feed. But they also don't want to feed so heavily that if it does get cold, they're not able to digest the food. Because if it sits in their stomach when it's extremely cold, it literally will rot and cause problems.
Well, there's a happy note for this morning. I know exactly how they feel.
They stopped at the McDonald's drive-thru and went, uh-oh.
I had some leftovers last night. I feel like it's too cold and it's not digesting. You're in the small room with me. You might not like it by the time we're done. So anyway, going back, I know there's big Spanish mackerel right now off of Pirate Harbor up to the reef. Mm-hmm. They're kind of going back and forth. Actually, real nice size ones.
Yeah, there's been some real good ones. They're not great numbers, but they're a lot better quality. I'm hearing a fish up to like 26 inches.
Yeah.
Then as you move a little bit further down towards the pass where there's more concentrations of fish, they're much smaller.
But why would I leave the big fish that are up here in the harbor to go down to the pass?
People do that stuff all the time. They leave fish to go try to find fish. It happens all the time. You know, it's instant gratification. I'd rather have 100 little guys than one big one. And it's silly.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, bigger fish, not as many numbers up in the harbor, a lot smaller Spanish mackerel out along the passes and stuff. So I haven't heard much about redfish in the last couple of days.
Redfish, there's some bigger redfish around, but they're staying off the bushes and primarily out on the flats, and they're moving. They're moving a lot, so you either need to find a general location and sit and anchor and just wait patiently and hope some rogue fish comes by, or just be prepared to go and just hit sand hole after sand hole.
Hey, the scoundrelly, dastardly rogue fish.
Exactly.
Sitting there waiting for the rogue to come by. I don't know why it struck me funny this morning, rogue fish. I'm like, rogue wave!
Okay. Exactly. And there's a couple key spots where you can always go look for those giant redfish that they generally hang out, like at the Turtle Bay Oyster Bar is always a consistent spot. The flats right there in front of Hobbs Point is another really good spot.
So,
and then Ko Palau is another one, but those fish are so runned over.
Wouldn't
by
most
boats.
Of the big fish, aren't they leaving to join this, most of our upper over slot fish? Isn't this the time of year when they leave and head out with the school of adults and they won't be back till next year?
Correct. Yeah. And you always, just like any other fish, you always have a few oddballs that stay here for no apparent reason, whether it's a redfish or a tarpon, or even guys will catch an occasional giant sheep's head in August. You know, times of year when those fish shouldn't be around. There's just your few residents just that are comfortable and happy, but consistent numbers, yeah, all those fish will be gone in any realistic numbers.
No, there's smaller redfish.
There's a lot of rat reds around this year. Remember last year it wasn't as good of a rat red season.
So I heard of them up in the Peace River quite a few. I don't know what's going on down the east side, but I think right around Alligator Creek I've heard of some.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in the cutoff?
The cutoff's got quite a few fish, and those fish are kind of mixed a little bit more. So you're finding fish from 12 to 15 inches up to like 21, 22 inches. They're kind of a little bit better quality in the cutoff. But the ones over on the west wall, the majority of those are smaller redfish, like 15, 17 inches.
Now, if you get up into Turtle Bay, Bull Bay, down around Jug Creek, you're going to find more of your slot limit fish and swinging around under the tailing flats, like you were talking about, Ko Palau, on north up to Sandfly and up towards Placida. There's some bigger fish there. I don't know how much longer they're going to hold in there, because a lot of them are going to leave once this cold. One of the reasons they get together down there and then get together with the adults who have come in to spawn and then take off with them, become adults themselves and go live and get a job and move out of the house. So,
yeah.
Snook fishing. What you heard about snook fishing?
Snook are kind of doing the same thing, but in the opposite direction. They're moving in from the passes and the nearshore reefs and the beaches and all that. And you're finding good heavy concentrations of them in Pine Island, Boca Turtle or Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, and you're starting to see scattered numbers increasing up the east side and the west side because they're moving up into the harbor. But you're still struggling to find larger fish. I mean, the season's closed, so that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, canals is where those larger fish are going to be right now.
Yeah. You know, water temperature still hasn't hit for them to be super great numbers in the canals, but the numbers have increased a lot in the last 2 weeks with the snook in the canals. Behind my house, I'm seeing a few more snook. A lot of customers coming in seeing a lot more snook under their lights. PGI has seen a real good
influx. Well, I think the water's finally clear enough. Even if the snook were there a month ago, you wouldn't know it. There was no, you couldn't see the light. So
yeah.
I think some of that's the fish who stayed, and now you can actually see them. The water's getting a lot clearer. A lot clearer.
Well, and I've heard the mouths of the canals have had a good number of small glass minnows, and they've been there for the last 4 or 5 weeks behind the house. But I had a weird thing the other night. A customer brought in, I've been seeing some weird activity on the surface behind my house, but there's so many mullet around. Yeah, exactly. One of them was an otter, which I thought was really cool because I just love watching them swim around. But some of them are swimming around like, you know how the menhaden get together when it gets really rainy,
right?
The little menhaden will swim around and almost like finger mullet on the surface. But these are bigger. Customer came in with a fish that they snagged behind their house, and I wasn't 100% sure what it was. It actually stumped me.
Stumped you?
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know Robert, if you can stump Robert, you've done something. I mean, I don't think there's a fish that he doesn't know intimately. Almost on a level of weird. Never mind. But, you know, intimate with fish. And what was it?
It turned out to be a gizzard shad. Called Josh. He came down and looked at it. And he was totally stumped. Took a picture of it, sent it to Greg at the fish lab. And walked him through everything, and the only thing it came down to was it was a gizzard shad, but it was 14 inches long,
holy
six
cow.
almost 6 inches from its belly to the top of its back.
No wonder you couldn't identify it. It's way too big.
Yeah, I mean, my first look at it, when I first initially looked at it in the bucket, I thought it was a Bermuda chub.
Mm-hmm.
But then realized it didn't have the same kind of lips the way a Bermuda chub does, and it wasn't as chunky. But it had the same kind of body design.
See, he's talking about lips. I told you guys he gets intimate with these fish.
Yeah.
So
it just turned out to be a gizzard shad. The main thing that was stumping us was is that the little thread fin that it has on its dorsal fin had broken off. But even under the magnifying glass, we couldn't see that it had broke off, so it looked like just a normal fin.
Gotcha.
And that's what threw us off. If it would have had that little thread fin on the top, we would have been able to ID it a lot quicker. But that's what's swimming behind my house now, because they've had them behind their house, and they're only down the street from me. And then I had another customer that's up off of Severn in that canal, and they're seeing the same fish. So we've got, the salinity's still low enough in the canals that's sustaining a freshwater
fish. Yeah, they are a freshwater fish.
But it is messing them up a little bit. So
that's why they're pushing to the surface. Yeah, there's fresh water at the top. If they dive down, they're going to die.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
Just neat, a little bizarre thing. Nothing to do with fishing report, but weird.
If you were going to go out fishing today, where would you go?
I would concentrate probably, depending on what I wanted to catch for a variety of stuff, I would be fishing on top of the bar on the southern part of the west wall, or down towards Pirate Harbor, same situation in that 2 to 4 feet of water on the outside edge of the bar, because there's been bigger redfish, much larger trout, with an incidental snook. Cobia, I haven't heard much about, but that's the place where they're going to be if they do show up. And then for the Spanish mackerel, I'm going to concentrate right there around the Pirate Harbor hole and just on the outside of the flats there from Burnt Store up to Pirate Harbor, kind of in that area, for bigger ones. If I want lots of numbers, I'd go down a little further south towards the top of the Intercoastal.
So, anyway, for a more detailed report on fish by fish, place by place, Robert and I are going to be updating the fishing report website. You'll be able to read about all the different places and what fish are being caught there on the main fishing report page. But this is Fish and Frank, and that's Robert across from me, of course. And, who else would be doing the fishing report with me? Anything to wrap up with, Robert?
Nope, just have a good time and enjoy this beautiful weather while we have the time. It might get worse as the winter gets along, so take advantage of every moment you got out there.
Okay, and so go out, have fun, enjoy yourselves, fish outside the bars, trout, Spanish mackerel, all that stuff. Enjoy your weekend, guys. We're going to try and get a couple more updates as the day goes on, as the captains come in. This is Fish and Frank and Robert, and hope you enjoyed Radio Fishin'.